I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to turn the headset over to the owner of the Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United and AMB Sports and Entertainment. That is Arthur Blank. And for those of you listening to us across the Southeast who may not have heard or may just be waking up by now, Atlanta United brought our city its first Major League sports championship in 23 years last night, a 2-0 win over Portland Timbers in the MLS Cup final in front of 73,000 full-throated supporters at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Arthur Blank joins us at Lambeau Field. And, Mr. Blank, the first thing I have to ask you, have you gotten any sleep?
Not as much as I should get. but I'm still on cloud nine and thrilled to be here at Lambeau. And obviously it was an incredible night for Atlanta United, incredible night for Atlanta. An incredible night, really, for soccer, really, throughout the United States and Canada. So it was a great night for MLS, a great night for us, and we're looking forward to a really good day today here in Green Bay.
It was an absolute pleasure to call the match last night on radio with Jason Longshore, Mr. Blank. And the one thing that stood out to me, often when we have our headphones on, we don't necessarily get to hear the crowd noise because we're just listening to ourselves. That felt right. Like the loudest your stadium has been in the 14 months that it's been open. Do you share that assessment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was filled with energy, passion, whatever expression you could come up with. I mean, it was the loudest I had ever heard any stadium under any conditions. It's a great tribute to our fan base. It's a great tribute to our organization, to the players, to the roster, to the coaches. But the biggest tribute really is to our fans. I mean, they've been incredibly supportive for the last 2 years, and they're one of the reasons that we're in the position that we're in, that we could compete at that level and obviously have a chance to win the MLS Cup, which we've done. And we'll look forward to more of those and look forward to competing for the Falcons in the future as well.
Where do you rank this on your list of personal accomplishments in sports and business? Is it right at the top?
It certainly is. I mean, I can't, it's great. Along with competing for the Super Bowl in 2016 and obviously in terms of my business experiences, the founding and co-founding of the Home Depot and building that for 23 years and all the other great businesses. We run our PGA business and run a foundation, just whatever I'm committed to. It's all about, making other people happy and being of service to others. And I think you saw that last night and it was just a great tribute to the game of soccer. And a great tribute, really, to the potential of soccer throughout North America. So we were thrilled to be part of it. I think we've created another standard, if you will, for soccer and for clubs throughout MLS. And we now have a standard for ourselves. So we have to, continue to, every year, as you well know, all our fans know, every professional team starts out, a college team starts out 0-0. So. Mm-hmm. We go into next year. We'll celebrate tomorrow with a great parade in Atlanta. We'll celebrate for maybe a week. And after that, we're focused on next year and focused on even getting better.
But you have to take that moment to celebrate tomorrow. What is it going to mean to you personally to see tens of thousands of people gathering in downtown Atlanta along Baker Street, Marietta Street, International Street Drive, for our first parade in this city in 23 years?
Well, it means a lot to me. Just on a personal level, because I'm all about, as I said earlier, bringing joy and happiness to others, and to be part of that for this process is huge, and to see the difference it'll make, it has made in Atlanta for the last couple of years, to see the diversity of our fan base in that stadium, and to see the energy and the passion. and bring everybody together for, you know, a like-minded cause is just incredible. Today, that's what we need in this country, and I'm thrilled to be, you know, to be part of that here in Atlanta.
Any chance you'll consider speaking with Thomas Dimitroff about maybe making Brad Guzan a safety for the Falcons, because he looked like one last night at times?
Well, I tell you, well, he has played great for us, you know, for the last couple of years, and we're very fortunate. We have a lot of young, terrific players, and they're in evidence and on show. But you know, we've had, you know, starting with our captain, Michael Parkhurst, folks like Brad Guzan and others, and the maturity they've brought to the team, and the understanding of, you know, what it meant to be on that stage and how to compete at that level is a great balance of youth and veteran experience. And I can't give enough credit to Coach Martino. He's been, he joined Atlanta when we had just a vision. And for a coach of his stature to be able to buy into the vision that, you know, we had laid out for him, is a great credit to him. So although he's moving on, I understand why, and he wants to spend more time with his family, et cetera. We are certainly indebted to him for forever. And he was able to attract, along with Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra, a great number of young, talented players from South America, and we'll continue to build on that and go from here.
Well, for all of us who were there, a part of it last night, Mr. Blank, you gave us a memory I'll never forget in my life. I know that, and I know you won't either. Yeah. Congratulations. We'll
certainly
see you at the parade tomorrow.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to all of our fans. And I can't thank Atlanta enough and all of our fan base for the tremendous support they've given us for the last couple of years. And the players acknowledge that. I certainly acknowledge that. Our whole organization does, and so does Major League Soccer. I think one of the great stories coming out of this is that for soccer throughout United States, Canada, is that, you know, MLS can go to a different level, and I think that challenge has been accepted by the commissioner, and he's excited about it. So, you know, we look forward to sharing whatever we can with the other teams throughout the league, and looking forward to seeing soccer grow in Atlanta and growing throughout the country as we go forward.
All right, Arthur Blank, thank you very much for coming up to the booth and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons and the MLS Cup champion, Atlanta United.
That's so awesome.
How cool is that?
That is
We're
going to really
have a parade in Atlanta tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m., Baker Street and Peachtree Street, and it will end at the Home Depot backyard behind Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.